Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, and we're welcoming to our program today our friend from the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science, Judy West. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I am doing well, and I sure hope you are.
Yes, doing great.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. We have a very important and very timely topic. It's food safety on the move. What do you mean by that, Judy?
Well, Danny, as the weather's warming up. Those summer months are in front of us. And believe it or not, a lot of us like to go on picnics and cook out. And the summer months are when foodborne illnesses actually increase. It peaks during the summer months. So I thought it might be a good time that we talk about how we can keep our food safe when we're dining outside.
Why is it, Judy, that the foodborne illnesses peak during the summer months? I think you kind of touched on it there in your opening statement, but let's elaborate on that, please.
Well, actually, you know, the bacteria that's present throughout the environment all the time, it grows faster in the warmer months. Usually between the temperatures of 90 to 100 degrees, and that's kind of what our summertime temperatures are.
Yep.
And so it grows faster. So we're also humid during the summer months. So the hot weather, or the hot temperatures and the humidity are just the right conditions for the bacteria to grow faster. The other reason is that there's more of us going outside, and we're doing things more outside and eating outside, and we just don't have the controls that we have when we're in our kitchen.
Oh, very true. So the sheer numbers of the number of people outside eating out makes a difference as well. What can we do to prevent these foodborne illnesses, say at picnics, Judy?
Okay, well, we just need to take food safety with us to the picnic. So this begins with how we're going to prepare the food, pack it, how we're going to cook it. If we're cooking at the picnic, we need to think about safety then, and also how we're going to serve our foods and how we handle our leftovers.
Our guest is Judy West. She's Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. And we're talking food safety on the move today, primarily if you're outside cooking out or maybe on a picnic, and the things we need to do to make sure we don't help create those illnesses from the food. What are some of those tips for preparing food safely for picnics, Judy?
Well, first and foremost, when we're preparing food, we've got to make sure our hands are clean, the utensils are clean, our surfaces are clean. So it's very, very important to think about how clean things are.
Okay.
And then when we're talking about preparing for foods for a picnic, we only want to prepare foods for the day of the picnic. Cooking foods in advance just allows too many more opportunities for that bacteria to grow. So just cook what you're going to eat at the picnic. And then you need to make sure you rapidly cool those foods that you're preparing. And then wash fruits and vegetables before you cut them. That's something that people aren't always aware of, that we really do need to wash our fruits and vegetables before we cut them, because that bacteria is on the peel or the rind.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is that we need to refrigerate our, make sure it stays cold as far as the fruit that we're going to be taking with us.
Now, you said make sure once we cook the stuff to cool it quickly. What's the reason for the quick cool down?
Well, because you don't want to allow the time for the bacteria to grow.
Oh,
so you've got to make sure it cools quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that by making sure food's put out in shallow containers, get it cool, get it refrigerated.
Oh, okay.
Because you've just got a window of time before that bacteria is going to start growing.
Okay. What do we need to know about packing the food safely for the picnic trip?
We want to make sure, first and foremost, that we're going to keep our raw meat separate from any prepared, ready-to-eat food.
Okay.
And then we want to make sure we keep our cold foods cold.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we need to do that by having a really sturdy, insulated cooler, because we need to try to keep that food at 40 degrees or colder to prevent that bacteria from growing.
Okay.
So you want to make sure you've got plenty of ice.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put your food in waterproof containers so it doesn't get soggy, because you need to surround that food with ice inside the cooler rather than putting it on top of the ice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then the other thing you need to remember is don't carry your cooler in the trunk of your car. A trunk of your car can get up as high as 150 degrees.
Oh, my.
So you don't want to transport coolers in the trunk of your car. You want to make sure it's in the area in your car that's air conditioned. Then when you get to the picnic, you want to try to do everything you can to keep that cooler cold. And you could put blankets around the cooler, put it in the shade, and then keep it closed until you're ready to eat.
Okay.
And you also, because we tend to take drinks out of a cooler, you might want to have two coolers, one for your drinks, and mm-hmm. then one for your food.
Okay.
And then if you're taking hot foods, you need to make sure you keep them hot because you want them to stay at 140 degrees or above. So if you're planning on taking hot foods, you want to get that ready right before the picnic.
Right.
Not wait for that to cool down. And if you can't keep those foods warm, either on a grill or insulated in some way, and you can't keep it at that temperature, then you need to use it within an hour.
Wow.
Because you're outside and 90-degree weather, you've only got about an hour before the bacteria would grow to possibly a level that could cause illness. If you think about it and you can't keep your cold food cold and your hot food hot, then consider taking foods that don't need refrigeration, like chips and crackers, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, dry fruit, whole fruits that are unpeeled and washed,
right,
and always pack. Be prepared to be clean. If you don't know if you've got water mm-hmm. or not, you need to pack water and soap and towelettes so that you can keep sanitizer so that you can keep your area clean. And also pack plenty of utensils, dishware. You always want to make sure you've got enough serving utensils for each thing that you're planning on serving. So think about maybe disposable plates, plasticware.
Right. Great. Man, it's a lot of stuff to think about to do it properly. There are some food containers you can get, too, that supposedly help you hold the heat. And there's like enclosures like that you can put around them that also help, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And the key is keeping them 140 degrees or higher. And if you can't do it, then you got to use it within an hour.
Wow. Okay. So picnic close to home.
Yes. Yes. Or just pay attention to the temperatures.
Right. Okay. What are some of the safety tips for cooking food, actually cooking it at the picnic, Judy?
Well, of course, if you're going to be cooking at the picnic, again, even if you're preparing, it's always make sure you're washing your hands before you're handling any kind of food. Always using clean utensils and never use utensils that touched raw meat.
Ah, yes.
And use those on any other food item. Always make sure you thoroughly cook your food. And the only way you're going to know if your food is done is to use a thermometer. So always make sure you have a thermometer to test your food to make sure it's done.
And it has to be at those certain temperatures or you're in danger of getting the foodborne illnesses, right?
Yes.
Our guest is Judy West. Judy's Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about food safety on the move, basically food safety at picnicking, eating outdoors. What do we need to think about, Judy, when we're serving the food at our picnic? I think you sort of touched on that, but there are specific things we need to do, like make sure we aren't sharing utensils and that sort of thing, right?
Right. And basically, remember, of course, the cleanliness. Like we just said, things to avoid cross-contamination. But keep in mind, you've got to keep hot foods hot, cold foods cold.
Okay.
And you can't let food sit out in this 90-degree weather for more than an hour.
Not more than
an hour. So always plan your preparation so that food is eaten shortly after it's cooked or prepared. Any leftovers should be put back in the cooler right after they're served. That's the best way to do it. Because that longer that food is out there, the more likely that bacteria is going to grow and cause us to get sick.
This is something I've always been curious about, too. If you have the leftovers, Judy, and maybe they've been sitting out a little too long, can you still, like, take them back home, put them in the fridge, you get them cool as they need to be, and then eat them later? Or is it once they're out?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
If that food has been sitting out for more than an hour in that heat, throw it out.
Okay. Let it go.
Throw it out. And if you have kept the cold foods in the cooler, like you've served it, you've put them right back into the cooler, they haven't been sitting out, and there's still ice in that cooler, then it's okay. But now if that ice has melted, throw it out.
Okay. All right. So in other words, just
gotta be kept cold.
Eat everything you take right then.
Yeah. And that was back to just take what you plan on eating, that as far as you're ready to eat foods. And
terrific safety tips. If they have any questions about this, they can always call you, right, Judy?
Yes, they can call the extension office here in Wilkes, or they can call the extension office in their county. Any extension family consumer science agent will be able to help them with that.
And your number there in the Wilkes office, Judy?
336-651-7347.
Terrific. Judy West, Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science with Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for sharing all these great food safety tips with us today. Appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again very soon.
You're welcome, Danny.
And folks, thank you for joining us here today on 100.9 WIFM with Extension Today.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.